With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. An advertising and public relations war has erupted in Maryland.
Keep the weed killer out of my crab cakes, motor oil out of my rockfish, fertilizer out of my flounder, that'd make a hideous dish.
That's an ad produced by the Clean Water Healthy Families Coalition that is airing on radio stations in Baltimore, Annapolis, and Washington. The goal? To convince the Maryland General Assembly to vote against bills that would overturn the state's 2012 Stormwater Pollution Control Law. That law is under attack by anti-tax activists because it requires the state's nine largest counties and the city of Baltimore to collect runoff pollution control fees.
So hey, Maryland lawmakers, don't gut the polluted runoff law, because nobody wants dog poop and fertilizer with their crab cakes, beer, and slaw.
Waiter, check please. It's a goofy little song that uses humor to gently influence the listener. By contrast, check out this YouTube video produced by the opposition, which borrows the soundtrack from a slasher movie.
Annapolis built our naval empire by sailing around the globe. Now, because of heavy taxation, Annapolis forces residents to set sail for more prosperous shores. On average, $739 leaves the state every minute. Local taxpayers are now being taxed even on their rain.
Abandon ship! It sounds like Governor O'Malley is going to leap into my boat with a knife. Not a stormwater utility fee. But beyond the doomsday tone, how accurate is this video and the first ad I played? Well, let's start with the video's claim that the state has imposed a tax on rain. Not true. That term, rain tax, is a catchy bit of Tea Party propaganda. In fact, the state's 2012 polluted runoff law requires fees not on rain, but on parking lots, driveways, and other developed surfaces that contribute oil and toxic chemicals to streams. So, let's examine the video's other claim, that people are fleeing Maryland because of taxes and fees.
There's no evidence that Marylanders are fleeing the state.
This is James Palma, Senior Research Manager at the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development.
Maryland's population is growing, as is the personal income of its residents. Between 2009 and 2010, the most recent data available, Maryland had a net positive domestic migration flow. Its tax burden is moderate, and it has the nation's highest per capita number of millionaires.
There is no sound basis for the numbers in the video, so the Environment in Focus Truth Squad is going to give it an F for accuracy. Now, how about that first ad?
Keep the weed killer out of my crab.
Stop the tape right there. To check this claim, I read EPA reports and talked to experts and confirmed that yes, in fact, weed killers, herbicides, are very common pollutants in the Chesapeake Bay's waters because of runoff from suburban and urban areas. Now, to be fair, there is no evidence crab meat from the Chesapeake Bay is contaminated. Yet. But Maryland's Environmental Agency warns people not to eat certain organs in the crabs because of contamination with toxic industrial chemicals called PCBs in runoff pollution. So the Truth Squad is going to give this ad a B+ for accuracy. Not bad for a funny jingle.
Keep the weed killer.
With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Out of my flounder, that'd make a hideous dish. Keep the weed killer out of my crab cakes, motor oil out of my rockfish, fertilizer out of my flounder, that'd make a hideous dish. Keep the weed killer out of my crab cakes, weed killer.